Christmas now. We're going to do the 12 days of Christmas. Everybody try it. Here we go.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a hometown in a pear tree. On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two brass balls in a hometown in a pear tree. On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three French tinkers, two brass balls in a hometown in a pear tree. On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me four flying bucks, three French tinkers, two tons of tin, and a hometown in a pear tree. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
from downtown Los Angeles.
We'll do it live. Fuck it.
It's the More Music Radio Pod.
Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live.
On skidrow.la.
Fucking thing sucks.
Yeah. 5, 4, 3.
What's going on? on, everybody? It's the More Music Radio Pod, and we're having a Christmas party. All right.
Ho, ho,
ho,
baby
Jesus.
Ho,
ho. Yeah. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to everybody.
Yeah. We have a special Christmas episode of the More Music Radio Pod with our guest, David Lieberhart. All right.
Yeah. Thank you, Jonathan. Good to see everybody. Merry Christmas
and
to everybody.
And you're going to want to put the mic up to your face. We have none other than James Quall. All right.
Boom. Merry Christmas. Hey, and Happy New Year.
I'm so blessed that I work with James Quall. He worked first with me on the Junior Christian Science Bible Lesson Show from 2000 all the way until it went off the air in 2008. The show was 20 years on for 20 years. And James Quall, I helped him get on the Tim and Eric Awesome Show. Great job. He's a great comedian and a funny guy. I wish you could write some comedy for me.
All right. Yeah.
All right.
We are here with David Lieberhart and James Quall and Adam Papagan.
Papagan.
Can I just say
Italian names make me hungry because I had a Sunday school teacher named Al Conicelli. He reminds me of a good cappuccino I want to drink. And Adam Papagan reminds me of good pasta I want to eat.
Right.
These Italian names, my best friends have been Italian. They're all ex-Catholics, and they're all, and so he's the only one that hasn't been converted to Christian Science, like Al Conicelli. He's a Christian Science teacher and practitioner now. And
Adam Papagan is the producer of the Del Talk Show, and both of you were on episodes of the Del Talk Show recently.
He doesn't want to give me credit, but he was on the Junior Christian Science Show way before there was a Del Talk Show,
and I
think he's a spinoff. But
that's
he
actually not true.
Well, this is a
true.
It
is true. That my show was on for 20 years.
Okay.
Wait. I'm older than you. My show was on for 20 years. Your parents brought you on my show when you were a little kid. So which would you say is first? Public, which would you say is first?
Your show is older, but I was doing the Del Talk Show before I was on your show.
No, but you were on my show way before that, and my show is older. You had a spinoff.
Oh, okay. So the Del Talk Show is a spinoff of the Junior Christian Science Bible Lesson.
You were on the Del Talk Show before you were on Tim and Eric.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
You know what? Let's separate these guys and let's play a couple of Christmas songs. And we're going to come back and we're going to get into it on the More Music Holiday Christmas Special. All right.
Jingle, jingle, jingle.
Jingle,
jingle.
Any of you are looking for any last minute gift ideas for me? I have one. I like Frank Shirley, my boss, right here tonight. I want him brought from his happy holiday slumber over there in Melody Lane with all the other rich people. And I want him brought right here with a big ribbon on his head. And I want to look him straight in the eye. And I want to tell him what a cheap, lying, no good, rotten, four-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit he is! Hallelujah! Holy shit!
The More Music Radio Pod.
Broadcasting internationally from downtown Los Angeles.
On Skid Row. LLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLL
Somebody snitched on me. I get nothing for Christmas. neighbor's cat, but somebody snitched on me. Held up his mother and his dad, but somebody snitched on me. Turned his brother onto crack, fucked his sister up the ass. Then I shot him in the back, but somebody snitched on me. Fuck! Whatever you do, cause if you're bad, I'm warning you. You'll get nothing. You'll get nothing. You'll get nothing for Christmas. 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 You'll get nothing for Christmas.
And you're listening to the More Music Radio Pod.
This is great. Oh, beautiful. God.
Where do you think you're going? Nobody's leaving. Nobody's walking out on this fun old-fashioned family Christmas. No, no, we're all in this together. This is a full-blown four-alarm holiday emergency here. We're going to press on, and we're going to have the happiest Christmas since Bing Crosby tap danced with Danny fucking K. And when Santa squeezes his fat white ass down that chimney tonight, he's going to find the jolliest bunch of assholes this side of the nut house.
You're goofy.
Don't piss me off, Art.
Clark, it's over.
Not according to Santa's watch, it isn't.
Now, come on, son.
Stay out of this, Dad.
Clark, I think it's best if everyone just goes home before things get worse.
Worse? How could they get any worse? Take a look around you, Ellen. We're at the threshold of hell.
Yeah, welcome back to the More Music Radio Pod Christmas Special. All right. Doug Lever and James Quall. All right, so when we left you last, Adam Papagan and David Lieberhart were fighting.
Papagan.
Sorry. My name always makes me hungry. It reminds me of a pasta I'd like
yeah.
to eat.
Oh, yeah,
he's Italian. I love his name. It's a nice, it's a tasty.
So, hey, guys, it's Christmas time here at Skid Row Studios, and we're very happy to have you here.
Well, I'm great to be here, and I like Adam Papagan's name. It's a nice, it makes me want to have a nice pasta.
Right.
Mention that.
Right.
And I want Santa Claus to bring me for Christmas is a single blonde girl to make up for the girl I lost named Sonia Rude.
She wasn't in the apartment, was she?
No, my apartment on Fitch. I need your help, fans.
So tell us what happened. Your apartment caught fire, right, David?
Yeah, my apartment caught fire, and it's very upsetting. I kept on telling the landlady she need to get the stove fixed because I was spilling gas in the apartment. And normally she fixed things right away, but she didn't. The neighbor downstairs wrote a note, and I co-wrote a note, and we slept it under the door that there was electrical problems as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so lo and behold, I came from working as a street musician at the music center, right. And the smoke was so bad I couldn't see in it. It was like smog. And I called the fire department, and they sprayed it out.
So you got home, and it was still on fire?
Yeah, I was frightened. It scared me half to death.
Did you see flames?
Like, I didn't see any flames. It was just the smoke.
So it was just smoking the whole time, right?
It was so smoke, couldn't see anything. The fire department put it out, and the landlady blamed it on the microwave. I didn't have the microwave on at all.
Mm-hmm.
And the microwave was right next to the stove, so they both got... But the good thing is...
Is your house haunted? Because maybe you have like an upset like spirit and it's burning up your kitchen.
No.
Like turning on the stove when you're not home and trying to burn it. There's nothing like that.
No, my dad came to visit me that died. Mm. And I experienced him as a ghost.
Oh, really?
Well,
did he look the same, or how'd you recognize him?
Well,
Was this during the fire? He came during the fire to tell you about it?
No, he came.
This is years ago.
Years ago. Right.
I've heard this story like 8 years ago.
Adam, you've probably heard like all of these stories probably like 100 times over.
I have, but he's always telling new stories. So that's the thing about David. He's like, you know, in Dungeons and Dragons, they have those die with like a million different sides.
I would say he's more refined.
Adam had a beautiful girlfriend that looked like Julie Garland, and I can't understand why he dumped her.
Oh.
He said he dumped her because she wasn't into punk rock music, but she was hot. I still have the hots for his ex-girlfriend.
And well, I mean, she's single now. I mean, you think you want to try to make your move for her?
I'll put in a good word for you. I wouldn't...
Yeah, Adam knows her, so he can probably hook you up.
Okay. Well, you know, but anyway...
Bros before hoes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
But anyway, that's a good one. I never heard that. Oh, that's cold.
He just made that up.
That's cold.
You like that one?
Cold.
I just thought of that.
All right, so your house caught on fire, and James Quall, who is sitting here right now, he's your neighbor. So, James, what was going on? I mean, did you know that David Lieberhart's house was on fire?
Well, first I heard some shouting. I was in the apartment at the time.
Who was shouting? Susan?
No, actually, some lady.
Oh, because usually she shouts a lot at you.
Oh, well, no.
The elevator was working.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm talking about somebody out in the hall. My wife was in the apartment, and somebody, some lady out in the hall was shouting something at somebody. And then after a while, there was a whole lot more noise. Well, eventually I figured there was something I had to take out to the dumpster or something. Mm-hmm. So that's how I ended up going out of the apartment mm-hmm. and into the hall. And wouldn't you know, here are all these firemen there.
Oh, okay.
But here are all those firemen out in the hall.
All sweaty and strong. Yeah,
could you tell that part a little slower?
Well, the thing is, I was just shocked because I had to clean up a big mess. And I told if the landlady, what's our landlady, Irene?
The apartment manager's name is Miss Irena Stupurienna. And she's from Lithuania.
Okay.
And I told this beautiful, the manager to fix my darn stove. I even wrote notes put it under the door because I was smelling.
Of your albums damaged?
Well, what got damaged was all the cabinet that was next to the stove got devastated. I lost a couple of my model trains in there. And I lost my dinosaurs in there, my plastic dinosaurs.
Is there anything that actually burned, or was it just a big old smoke out?
It was that.
An old-fashioned smoke out.
On top of old smoke, he was in that apartment.
Oh.
It was bad. And everything, I'm grateful to God the firemen came when they did because the... I found out 2 months ago, the VA told me I was a diabetic.
That's why you're drinking diet.
And
Coke
so
right now.
I didn't touch anything in my refrigerator. I gave a lot of the food to the homeless people in the neighborhood because I was afraid to eat anything. And I didn't even cook anything in my microwave or anything. And after I was told that 2 months ago, and so I didn't touch anything in my refrigerator or my stove. I just, took the boat down to homeless people on the street that I feed on Vermont, and lo and behold, I know it was the stove. And if the landlady would have had that stove turned off, next time I'm going to call the gas company when I smell gas. That's what the fire department told me to do.
Right.
So now before I leave my apartment, just to play it safe, I unplug everything. All my old electronic stuff.
Everything's unplugged.
What I did is all the granny electronic stuff I threw out on the street.
Oh, okay.
To play it safe, I threw my heater out. I threw my.
Did it work?
It
all
worked,
that stuff worked.
No, but
a lot of people scored on all your stuff because you freaked out.
Adam told me and everybody told me not to eat any of the food that was covered with smoke.
Right.
So I took the.
You didn't know that? Like, he had to tell you that or?
So what I did is.
Well, because Adam, you told me that everything is covered in soot, right?
Yeah. The walls, the ceiling is black. The puppets are covered in soot.
Whoa, your puppets are
damaged. Not all of them, but some of them.
Are damaged?
My white puppets now look like black people.
Oh, they look like Chip the Black Boy's relatives.
Yeah, they do. Like my beautiful llama dog.
I wouldn't notice because I don't really see color.
Well, I'm glad you're liberal.
They look all the same.
I wish you would tell that to the...
We're all pink inside.
I would like you to tell that to the racists that are... I want to tell you, Paul Darien, who's a member of 36 Church of Christ Scientists.
You have a lot of problems with that church. You even made a song about it.
Yeah, well, Paul Darien, who is a member of 36 Church of Christ Scientists, when Nick Gibbs and several Christian scientists, since he had a big pickup truck, asked him to help me clean out the apartment. Mm-hmm. And he said to me, Merry Christmas, I'm not going to help an inn move any stuff.
He told you that?
Yes, he did.
Did he really say that?
He's supposed to be.
What did you say? What did he say? What do you mean?
That's really
what
confusing.
Well,
he didn't wish you a Merry Christmas.
No, he wished me a racist Christmas.
Wow.
He wished me a racist Christmas. And Paul Darien It works in the Christian Science reading room.
Maybe he was just wishing you a white Christmas.
And, We know what white people say, we know what they mean.
They're like, maybe my favorite Christmas song is White Christmas.
The church called me up and apologized on the behalf. The clerk of the 36th Church of Christ Scientists in Studio City says, yes, Paul. We all know Paul Darien has a racist problem.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and we're sorry and we apologize. But we are going to replace your Bible in Science and Health.
You want us to go down there and kick his ass?
No, forgive him. Sorry, guys.
What's that tune that we're hearing?
Okay, I know. Oh, my God.
Is there anybody that you would like beat up?
No. That's my phone. I don't. Christmas, we got to be obedient to Jesus.
All right.
Christmas is a time to forgive.
Okay.
You know, Christmas, Jesus says forgive them for they know not what to do. I got to walk the talk.
So you were saying for Christmas you wanted a beautiful white woman, but it'd be cool if she had a place for you to stay.
She has to have a big ass, though.
Because of the fire.
Where are you going, James? Oh, you're getting more pizza. Okay,
cool. I still could have my apartment. The manager put me up in an apartment upstairs that was unclean and dirty that had
but it didn't have soot over everything, right?
No, it didn't.
Okay, so that's better. It's a step up.
But I aired out the apartment. I
was worried about you because you can get sick if you're breathing in all that soot. You know?
I opened the door and
it's still pretty bad in there though.
No, really? You haven't been in there recently.
I was there yesterday.
You wasn't there recently. It's been aired.
It's pretty bad.
No, it's not as bad as he thinks it is. I washed the walls, allowed the walls down. Come on,
David. Speaking to the kitchen.
You can pull it too if you want to look towards Adam.
I cleaned the kitchen out.
And you did a very good job.
Mm-hmm. I cleaned out. I threw out all the burnt stuff. Mm-hmm. Cleaned out the kitchen. Mm-hmm. Mopped the floor. Mm-hmm. All the broken glass.
Washed the walls.
Hey, Adam, you were telling me he didn't want to clean anything.
Isn't that what you told me?
No, I work. You know, I don't want it because the landlady, the owner.
Well, who would want to clean something?
The landlady's manager, who's Romanian. And
Lithuanian,
but she's Armenian. her boss is Armenian. Oh,
okay. Armenian.
Armenian.
Armenian. They don't like when you say Armenian.
The Armenians come from the proper pronunciation. The Germans come from Armenian. But anyway, the Armenian manager came by the following day, and she says, "I'm giving you a week to clean this apartment, or you're going to get, or we're going to kick you out." So I worked diligently to throw out all the stuff so she could repaint it.
Your landlady sounds like a bitch. She is?
Well, she's beautiful, but she talks with a mean voice, but I know there's a sweet kitty cat in her.
Would you have sex with her?
Well, she does. She told me she's not interested. But I think
you already hit her up.
I told her she's very attractive. She says, "I've known you for 15 years. I've been your apartment manager in the past for 15 years.
Hey, you know what? You just get a bottle of wine. You know, give her a bottle.
He doesn't drink. He's Christian Science.
I don't drink.
He doesn't have to be. He's already like on another level. You know, so it's like you just give her the.
You know, my mother used to be a Unity minister, and Unity is a spinoff of Christian Science, like religious science is.
You're very animated.
Like the Jeffersons, or spinoff from All in the Family. So my sister told me. My sister said, you know, since your mother used to be a Unity minister with Johnny Coleman, and why don't you ask Unity to help you? And Unity says, no way, Jose, we're not helping you out with a thing, but we'll pray for your inner peace. We'll pray for your inner success, but we won't help you out with a penny.
They didn't call you in, right?
No, they were a little bit nicer. They're the spinoffs from Christian Science. Ernest Holmes too. He studied under.
So everything's okay. You're getting back to normal
to normal, but I need fans to send donations because I need to replace my silverware, my dishes.
He's like Rush Limbaugh. He's pounding the desk.
Now the good thing is I've got to give credit where credit's due.
Okay.
John C. Reilly is a superhero.
Yeah,
You know what he did for me?
What did he do?
He gave me $100 to help me pay for the apartment.
That's it? $100, that's it? This guy's rich.
Better than nothing. And then,
John C. Reilly is rich, and I know he's Dr. Steve Brule, and that's cool.
John C. Reilly
could give you at least a grand.
And I'm
going to
tell you,
I mean?
I'm grateful for what I can get.
I guess, yeah.
And
I'm the one that's bitching.
Tim and Eric. Tim and Eric bought me a new toaster.
You know, I ran into John C. Riley at a play. Actually, I was playing drums in an orchestra. And, like, we just freaked each other out. I was coming out of the bathroom, and he was walking into the bathroom, and we just looked at each other
He's
weird.
He's part Omega, and he's part Irish.
That's why.
Mm-hmm. He's part Omega.
Can you tell what type of extraterrestrial I'm part?
Well, I don't know about this. I know Spanish people are part African.
I think we're all sensitive.
I'm not Spanish, though.
Extraterrestrials.
Chicano.
Well,
what about Italians?
Wait a minute.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Wait a minute. The Omegans taught the Bias.
Oh, you're right. I should have known that.
And they interbred it with them. And a lot of Latinos are part Irish.
Oh, okay.
And so...
Okay.
You got the Omegans.
You got me, man. You got me. Hey, so what's it like living with James in the same building?
I had a beautiful Latino woman talking about Spanish.
I
like to date the rainbow of women, like 31
You're
flavors.
Very horny.
I haven't had sex since 1994. So,
right.
And Laurent the Corinthian won't let me have sex.
Laurent the Corinthian says that
sex
he doesn't
is
want
wrong,
you.
Not a marriage.
He doesn't even want you jacking off.
He doesn't want me to do any of that.
This guy is uptight.
Fuck that guy.
Does this guy have a woman?
Yes, he does.
So he's getting pussy.
Is this guy a person or an alien?
And he's not even letting you jack off.
Wrong. I'll tell you. Laurent,
you should tell him not to hit the pussy for a couple months and see how that feels.
Well, you could tell that to him. I have his phone number. I'll bring it next time.
You ever think about being alone?
Can we do? Let's do the Laurent. Song.
You want to do the Laurent song later?
No, we can do it. Okay.
Okay.
I wrote a song. I want to do a song dedicated to my ex Sunday school, my ex music teacher.
Uh huh.
And he wrote a Merry Christmas song, and he was in, and his name was Bill Provost, and he would let me come to Unity Village and give me free piano lessons and voice lessons.
What a nice guy.
And he wrote a Christmas carol.
James is being neglected.
He's dead now, but his spirit lives in me.
He's making love to his people.
Hey, David, what could you tell me about my man James Quall here? You've known him for a long time.
James Quall, well, he's a great funny comedian. Mm-hmm. He's a pickle tickle comedian. Mm-hmm. And he has a wife that looks like Elvira from Tiny Toons. he's got this cute little wife named Susan Yuki.
You were the best man at their wedding.
I was the best man at their wedding. Oh, yeah. But I was so disappointed Susan UQ didn't come because she reminds me of those. I can see why he likes her because she reminds me of those Hostess Twinkies.
Yeah,
he's so sweet. Your wife. Is
you guys should
so
throw.
Sweet.
You guys should do a three way or something. No, you're not down for that, right?
No.
James doesn't like that.
Well, you still.
Well, he's just complimenting you, James.
Well,
you know,
James,
it's like
you have a beautiful.
You do have a beautiful woman.
She's so much like Elvira.
I can't deny that.
You're probably used to like a lot of guys just hitting on her and stuff, and you have the self-esteem.
Herman loves her a lot.
Well, yes, every fellow in town sees how fortunate I am.
Right.
Uh-huh.
James, you're getting what? That. You're hitting that every night, right?
James, can you tell us about your thoughts on David Liebehart? You've known him for just
as long as you guys have known each other. Yeah. You're very quiet tonight, James. Are you okay?
Oh, yes.
What are you doing? You're pouring some Sprite right now. Sprite.
You're lucky you can have Sprite. I can't have any of that sweet stuff anymore.
Because you were diagnosed with diabetes.
I know. That's what the VA says. So I have to, you know, I have to hold off on all the sweets. And, you know, I love pumpkin pie. Okay. When I was in the Navy,
I
made pumpkin milkshake. I was the first to make
pumpkin milkshake,
and Jack in the Box stole it from me.
Are you serious?
Yes. I sent that recipe to them back in the 70s, and they said the recipe would never work.
Uh-huh.
Then I sent to International House of Pancakes, pumpkin and sweet potato pancakes, and pumpkin ice cream to 31 flavors. That would never work. And they sent me, they said, it would never work. And then they steal the idea from me.
Never.
Steal the idea from me.
Pumpkin and a milkshake? That'll never work.
A lot of people
steal your ideas, but maybe it's because they're tapped into your
brainwaves. I wrote a song called They Stole My Winky Doll and Made Her a Baby Doll. That's
what?
A song I used to this.
How many songs do you have? Like, what's the number?
I wrote millions and thousands of songs.
Millions
I wrote words and music way before I met him.
Wow.
Can I do a song I haven't had sex since 1994?
Yeah, you know what? Why don't we play another couple songs? Because when I get back, I want to.
James
and David should talk about their different sexual
experiences.
Right.
Like, I want to hear more. I want to hear more from James, you know, because he's. He's there enjoying his Sprite
he's married.
And stuff.
All right.
And he is married.
Have you had wife?
I think you got. Did you
James
get a little offended
he
because
had
everybody's
sex
hitting
with
on
his
your
wife?
Wife?
He told me his wife had not had sexual intercourse with him together.
Really? You guys haven't had sexual intercourse yet?
Well, Well, my wife doesn't want me saying anything about anything we're doing.
Well, she's not even listening. No one's going to even listen to this.
The second year you were married, you
Well, my wife told me that I shouldn't be telling you anything.
Well, really?
Well, you told me you hadn't had sex with her, remember? And I said, what a waste, man. If I was married, I'd be banging that balloon. You are a lucky man, James.
What my
see
wife
what missing out on?
Yeah, what my wife keeps telling me is that I shouldn't be telling anybody else anything.
Why? Why is that? You got to be honest and open
friend.
Here on the More Music Radio Pod.
Yeah. You're my best friend.
You can
friend.
Say anything you want here. It's yeah, well, we're all friends. We're all safe. You
if
know?
She doesn't want me telling anybody else anything, then what she wants, she gets.
Hmm.
Well, I'll tell you, but if I had a Santa beautiful marriage, woman like right, James, that, yeah. man, I'd be
you'd be hitting
that,
it.
I'd be hitting that balloon until it popped.
And you wonder why you're single.
Yeah.
I haven't had sex since 1994. You gotta let me sing that song.
It doesn't have to be a negative thing. Just like your different experiences. It doesn't have to be sexual, you know?
Can I let me know if I can sing that song. I hadn't had sex since.
I will let you know when you can sing it.
And then I want to sing a Christmas carol.
Okay, and go.
Right now?
I'm just kidding. No, just kidding. Don't. No, let's not get started
alarm.
On that yet.
False alarm.
You know what? Let's. I want to talk a little bit more with James Kwon when we get back, because I want to know what it's like living in the same building as David Liebehart. Okay. And everybody remember, it's Christmas time, and this is for baby Jesus. And everybody clapped for baby Jesus. And
you all can some donations.
It came out.
And then what you want on your pizza.
33 years later, they hung him. They put nails in him, and they hung him. They assassinated him. It was a political figure.
That's
well, you know,
a good Christmas story.
Yeah. It's good though. Yeah. That's true.
And some stuff for the Easter show.
And the pilgrims gave the Indians. And the pilgrims gave the Indians smallpox blankets.
All right, very good.
These are all great holidays. We're going to play another couple more songs. And when we get back, we're going to talk more with James Quall and David Liebehart on the More Music Radio Pod.
Dad, quit dragging your feet.
Come on, Paul. Get him out of here.
Come on, kid.
Ho, ho, ho.
Come on.
Come on up, come on up. Ho, ho, ho. What's your name, little boy?
Hey, kid. Hurry up. The store's closing.
Come on. Listen, little boy. We've got a lot of people waiting here, so get going.
What do you want for Christmas, little boy?
My mind had gone blank. Frantically, I tried to remember what it was I wanted. I was blowing it, blowing it.
Come on, kid. How about a nice football?
Football? Football? What's a football? Without conscious will, my voice squeaked out.
Football. Okay, get him out of here.
A football? Oh, no. Hey, what was I doing? Wake up, stupid! Wake up! No!
You'll shoot your eye out, kid. Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
The More Music Radio Pod. Hot Kid Real Drop.
You chipmunks, ready to sing your song?
Okay, we are. Yeah, let's sing it now.
Okay, Simon.
Okay.
Okay, Theodore.
Okay.
Okay, Alvin. Alvin.
Alvin! Okay.
Okay, fellas, get ready. That was very good, Simon.
Naturally.
Very good, Theodore. Alvin, you were a little flat. Watch it, Alvin. Alvin. Let's not overdo it.
Now,
wait a minute, boys. Alvin, cut that. Wait. Just a minute. Simon.
This is Dino Stamatopoulos. Please call into the More Music Radio Pod at 1-800-893-9562. More Music Radio Pod. You could edit that, right?
Yeah, cool. Thanks, man.
But keep the you could edit that right.
Sing like this. Deck the halls with boughs of holly. Fa la 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 la. Try again.
Deck the hall with boughs of holly. Ra 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 ra.
Stop. Sing something else.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a horsey open sleigh.
No, stop. Kitchen, bring food for customer.
Yes, it's a beautiful duck. Yes, it really is. It's but you see,
what?
It's smiling at me.
Okay. Beautiful.
Yes.
That Christmas would live in our memories as the Christmas when we were introduced to Chinese turkey. All was right with the world.
Yeah, welcome back to the More Music Radio Pod Christmas Special. Yes. All right. Well, that's Sam Lieberhart and James Quall.
Dachshund, as my German relatives would say. Let James Quall tell the story about Alvin and the Chipmunks.
All right, you're like chomping at the bit to have an Alvin and the Chipmunk story.
He has a great Alvin and the Chipmunk joke. Now tell it,
James. Is that your chipmunk voice?
That's my chipmunk voice.
That's Mickey Chipmunk.
Is it a girl chipmunk?
It's a guy chipmunk. He's not gay. He's straight. He likes women.
All right. Sounds like a girl chipmunk.
It sounds a little different.
You tell the you know, I have a little bit of Herbal in me. Everybody says I look like Herbal, but I'm not.
Herbal?
Herbal from Family Guy.
Okay.
Now tell the chipmunk joke, James Quall.
You know, that one fellow sounds a bit familiar that we've been listening to just now there. Anyway, okay, I guess what he means is there's a picture that must be about all these people being concerning themselves so much with computers these days. It's chip wrecked.
Ah, and we have a caller on the air.
All right, you know what? We have everybody. We have a caller on the More Music Radio Pod. Caller, you are on the air with David Liebehart and James Quall. All
right, Sean, who is this?
Hello, Mr. Liebehart and Mr. Quall.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you, sir.
Happy Merry Christmas.
Uh oh,
what's up?
What's your name again?
My name is Brad.
Oh, Brad.
All right.
Brad's calling in again.
I hear a slump buster on the
Brad
phone.
Brad calls
David.
In every Shit. couple episodes, and he will call in. And there's one thing about Brad when he calls in. He always wants to do something.
Brad, what do you want to do? You sound like you're really happy. I love your voice. You seem like you're really turned on.
So 1994, Dave.
What's happening, Brad?
Oh. I was wondering if you guys wouldn't mind a little... intercourse over the telephone.
I don't have sex out of marriage. I'm a strict Christian Scientist. But when I get married...
You know you would have sex out of marriage.
Luckily, this podcast goes straight up to Nevada. We can marry you right now.
I can't say that I ever thought a telephone was that attractive.
But when I get married, my goodness, I'm going to party a feast of sex.
You're going to shoot a huge load, right?
I'm going to have a lot of whipped cream on that jello pudding for that woman that wants to marry me.
Marry me.
All the way.
As Lou Costello would have put it, a telephone don't even appeal to me.
But you know,
yeah, awesome.
The thing is, like, James, you're married. You know, David.
He has a beautiful
you have to be
wife.
But the thing is, what are your views on like phone sex with a guy over the phone? Who cares? You know, I don't know. I've already done it.
That's your views. That's your views.
Well, I like coke. I like the real thing. I like women, but I'm not.
Consulting.
I'm just gonna talk and just beat off in the background. That's what he does.
Basically, myself airwaves, whatever. Only their business.
Well,
I can't concern myself with anybody does. I can't even. I never even remember that people do things like that.
The thing is, Brad just beating off right now. We wouldn't know it. Or you still like beating off your voices. That's kind of the thing.
Oh well. You know, Brad. You should understand.
Brad's going to have sex with you whether you like it or not.
He's kind of ripping us over the phone.
I mean, it's up to you.
No.
This is going to happen how it happened.
It ain't going to happen, amigo. I like coke. I like the real thing. I like senoritas.
You know, Mexican coke has real sugar in it. They use the cane sugar.
I guess I'll just lay in my bed.
I'll be a big brother to you. I'll be a big brother with you. I'll do sports with you. And we can go to the Christian Science Church and reading room together and learn spirituality. Go to spirituality.com and you can have the best sex growing mentally better.
I bet you if you take Brad to where you're talking about, he's going to take his dick out and he's going to start whipping it.
No, they won't allow that there.
Do you guys know what's white and falls from the sky?
What's white and falls
snowflakes?
From the sky? No!
The coming of the Lord.
Oh, that's a bad joke. I thought it was a shooting star. I thought it was a shooting star.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Now, you guys aren't doing a good job in turning Brad on, so.
Well, yeah, you know, so Brad, good the best way I can turn you on is I used to date a beautiful girl named Sonia Rude.
Mm-hmm. What did you used to do to her?
Well, we can't talk about that.
Did you ever lick it? You know what I mean?
No.
Did you ever lick the jar?
She was just a beautiful white rose that grew in my garden. And I wish the gardener Mark Rosbach didn't pull her up.
Well, why don't you take us through some of the stuff that you used to do with Sonia Rude? That way Brad can get hard and jack off.
Sonia Rude was the lyrics and I was the music, and we just made a good combination that was a good clean spiritual Lutheran song.
Mm-hmm.
Lubricant, spiritual.
No,
lubricant?
No, we didn't have we. Shit, no, it was just a good spiritual. Okay. You know, if you want to get high on, you should get into spirituality. Learn to love your inner self, and when you rule your mind, you rule your world. Your inner self, you love yourself, and you'll say that sex is the dessert of a relationship. The meat and potatoes of the relationship was the responsibility, the care of that person, and that loyalty to that person.
Oh, how beautiful.
That was a speech David gave at James's wedding.
Sound. Oh,
really? Is that, do you remember that speech?
Inside your urethra.
You know, when I was in the Navy, you know, you save that for when you get married, and then let that wife enjoy that beautiful, beautiful thing. That sex is sweeter when you let it ripe when you get married. Okay. Save sweet that dude. Sex when you get married.
All right.
And then when you get married and you can give it to that wife, and it's been ordained when you're married, and you'll enjoy the sex better with that female. Well, but if you have sex.
Oh, that's beautiful.
That may or may not be true.
You shazammed already. Right.
I haven't had sex since 1994.
Brad says,
saying pure like
Brad,
the radio
Brad the says, Brad says Shazam when he shoots his load, and he already says his Shazam. Yeah, so
he
probably shot one of those loads where it's just like you just didn't even feel that good, but it's just like
save it for marriage.
Out.
You know, Brad, you should listen to spirituality.com on your computer.
All right,
and you can get spiritually enlightened.
Get off spiritually.
Get off spiritually.
That's right. Well,
so David, so let's say you're married. You found a beautiful woman. You're married and you're ready to do the deed. What's the first thing you do with your woman?
Well, I tell you, it's...
And come on, let's be honest. Come on, we're all adults here.
Well, okay.
This is what this show is
about.
You're older than me.
Okay, I'm an oldie but goodie in the 50s. Mm-hmm. Well, I serenade her and I sing beautiful love songs to her. And then I peel her like a banana. And then I lick her like a lollipop.
Uh-huh. Where would you lick?
Well, I love to lick that.
The labia?
Vagina.
Oh, okay.
And,
all right.
And those beautiful pyramid tits. And then I'd love to tongue kiss that beautiful lip. And, and you know. And
you going
to
tongue the brown eye, too?
Oh, boy. When I was married to Bridget Footman, man, I tell you.
What were some of the stuff that you would get into? What does she like you to do to her?
Well, she's divorced from me. She left me for a younger guy, unfortunately.
Really?
Yeah, she was. I got dumped for a younger model. But anyway.
That's all right.
But God has somebody better in store for me.
That's true.
I haven't had sex since 1994, and I wrote a song about it. Let me know when you want me to sing it. And I wrote the words and music to this one. Adam had nothing to do with this one. Ready, set, go.
All right, go for it. Let's just have it.
I haven't had a sex since 1994. Someday I hope I meet a beautiful woman and I will score.
We need your background sounds.
Stay all strong.
Yes.
All right, woman, to go on.
Okay.
I haven't had sex since 1994.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't had sex since 1994.
Watch it. Watch
sometimes
rhythm.
I meet a pretty woman I can score. She's got to be right for me. She can't run with a no good guy. You see, she can only date and be with me. Oh, haven't had sex since 1994. Someday I hope I can score all the more. I want a beautiful blonde girl that can be in my world. Or a beautiful chocolate girl that's black and beautiful. Oh, I haven't had sex since 1994. Someday I know I'll meet a pretty girl I can score. I'm gonna meet a beautiful woman all the more. I haven't had sex since 1994. Words and music by David Lieberhart.
Who's that?
Watch it.
Me, all of me.
You know, James, no, I have a joke or something.
All right. Oh, one place I would recommend as a good place to look around is Malibu.
Oh, really?
Have you been out Malibu?
No, I haven't. Tell me about
Malibu.
It, James. Tell me some more about Malibu.
Well, Malibu. See, the main reason I wanted to come out here is because there's Malibu out here, And
oh, I love Malibu.
I wanted to come out here to see that place ever since 1965 when Beach Blanket Bingo was released.
That's right.
Malibu was one of my favorite gladiators.
Malibu. There's a place.
Remember American Gladiators?
There's a great place for looking around. Malibu.
All right.
They got rid of all the nude beaches. They used to have a good nude beach in Malibu called Dark Beach, but they got rid of it.
You gotta make a song called Malibu.
David, have you and James party together? Like, you guys go out?
Well, we used to until he got married to Elvira. Now that he's married to Elvira, he doesn't come over and visit me anymore.
You guys are in the same place, though.
I invite him. He's so busy talking to Elvira, he hangs up the phone when I call.
Yes, well,
so James, it's the holiday season.
Holiday season, yes.
It's Christmas time. Do you have a Christmas song that you want to sing? Is there anything?
No,
like that?
Actually, the routine I
take
okay.
that.
Okay, well, fuck it.
Okay, I've got an I have an impressions routine.
Okay, go for it.
I had figured that back in 1963, there might have been a motion picture version of A Christmas Carol starring Mr. Boris Karloff. He was at the height of his popularity back in 1963. And I figure that not only would there have been that motion picture,
but he's right on his research.
A lot of the same people who would have worked on the motion picture would have also gotten back together for a radio drama version of Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol.
This is a big setup.
It would be hosted by Alfred Hitchcock.
Okay, here we go. All right.
Good evening. Tonight's story is A Christmas Carol in prose, being a ghost story of Christmas by Charles Dickens. And it would have been narrated by Christopher Lee. Molly was dead to begin with. And it would have starred Boris Karloff. Bah! Humbug! And Michael Caine as Scrooge's nephew, Fred. Uncle, nephew, keep Christmas in your own way and let me keep it in mine. Keep it, but you don't keep it. Let me leave it alone, then. Bob Hope as Bob Cratchit. A Merry Christmas, Fred. There's another fellow, my clerk, with 15 shillings a week and a wife and family, talking about a Merry Christmas. I'll retire to Bedlam. John Carradine as Marley's ghost. In life, I was your partner, Jacob Marley. Peter Lorre as the ghost of Christmas past. I am the ghost of Christmas past. Long past? No, your past. Vincent Price as the ghost of Christmas present. I am the ghost of Christmas present. You have never seen the like of me before. Never. And apparently my luck has finally run out. And some child actor as Tiny Tim. God bless us, everyone.
Keith Coogan as Tiny Tim.
And after the ghost of Christmas yet to come would take Scrooge to a churchyard to show him that it's later than he thought, Scrooge would be relieved to see that he is once again in his own house on Christmas Day. After doing a few good deeds to literally save his soul, he would visit his nephew. The next day, in his office, he would tell his clerk, Bob Cratchit, that he is going to raise his salary. A Merry Christmas, Bob. A Merry Christmas, Bob, my good fellow, that I've given you in many a year. Then the narrator would tell everyone how good a man Scrooge would become. And it was always said of him that he knew how to keep Christmas well if anyone alive possessed the knowledge. May that be truly said of us
and all of us. And so, as Tiny Tim observed, God bless us, every one.
All right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It was like the Polar Express. Just like bust through our studio right now.
I feel like remember when you used to do the voices on the Junior Christian Science Bible?
I remember
show?
That, yes.
Mm-hmm. It's too bad the city of Los Angeles got rid of public access.
Oh,
James Paul used to. Putos, putos, eh?
But you can still see us on the YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
Adam Papagan put all the shows on YouTube. Thank you.
You're
welcome, David.
Okay, thank
fortunately,
you.
Yeah. You're welcome. Fortunately, the Dell Talk you. Show got through lately.
Mm-hmm. But I want to see Adam Papagan and I are going to do a new children's show with my puppets that's not going to have a religious taste to it.
A secular puppet show.
That's what we want to do.
You should make a puppet show where they date and they fuck.
Oh, I can't do that. I'll get in trouble with the Christian Science Church. As my grandmother Schroeder would say, you get me in
so
a heap of trouble,
problem.
Youngin. You don't want to do that.
Hey, David, you know what I think we should call our puppet show? The secular one? The Junior Lesson Program.
Oh. There you go.
Like yeah, that's cool.
Takes out all the Christian aspect of it.
Yeah. Okay, that's cool.
That's cool.
The Junior Lesson Program.
That's cool.
You like that one.
Yeah.
Let's teach the kids to stay in school and say no to drugs. Teach the kids to be honest.
They have more range that way. You can go more places. With okay.
Hey, David and James, how did you guys meet?
James moved in the apartment building, and I asked him to host the Junior Christian Science Bible Lesson Show.
Oh, yeah.
And that was back in 2000, and we became good friends after that, just like Art Carney and Jackie Gleason.
Oh. Right.
We've been friends. And then he's such a talented comedian, and he's such a talented writer and songwriter like me, James Squall. Until I introduced him to Tim and Eric and helped him get on the Tim and Eric also.
You love James.
I like James like the older brother I never had. He's a cool guy. And we both spent time in Wisconsin. The thing I like about the thing I like about Wisconsin is the trains.
Oh yeah.
The Chicago North Shore and Milwaukee Railroad was my first love. A train girlfriend love.
You wrote a song about it.
Oh,
the Chicago Railroad, long time ago.
I also wrote that one, right?
I like that one.
Yeah. Well, anyway, it was a wonderful railroad. It ran on the Chicago L Loop, the CTA, and then it branched off and went on its own tracks to Des Plaines, which is now the yellow line that the CTA uses, and it went all the way to Milwaukee, Wisconsin. But the Chicago Northwestern, which is now Union Pacific, and Milwaukee Road, which is now the Soo Line, got jealous jelly, and they bought it out and lied and said it went out for lack of money when it didn't go out for lack of money.
Train jealousy.
Yeah, jealous jealousy. And then when the Union
Malicious marmalade.
And it's called Chicago politics. And then they lied and said that the Chicago Roaring and Elgin went out of business, but Mayor did. Now, my great-grandfather was a 30-degree Mason, and from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I love the Masons, and they do a lot of good things.
Mm-hmm.
But
you don't want to fuck with the Masons.
No, my great grandfather was one, so they're cool. I wrote a good song about the Masons.
You know what? Maybe we can hear it sometime soon.
Okay, but why don't you play one of my Christmas carols I brought?
You know what? Let's do that when we get back.
Okay, I want to do a Christmas carol that my music teacher wrote. That is my favorite Christmas carol, called "Merry Christmas Season Greeting." Can I sing that?
You can sing it when we get back. We're going to play another couple of songs. Well, because we don't want this show to be 3 hours long.
Okay, well, can you play the Christmas carols? And I'm not supposed to do Christmas carols. And I have Christmas carols in there that I gave you on CD.
You know what? When we get back, I'm going to play a couple of those songs that you have on
here. That's the nice.
It's just this show is just so jam-packed of fucking awesome shit. You know what I mean? Okay. So you know what? Let's take a little break. We're going to play another couple songs, and we'll be back.
We're going to get a rope
with James Quinn.
And we're going to wrangle this show up.
Okay. We'll be right back with David Lieberhart and James Quell on the More Music Radio Bot Christmas Special.
You are listening to the More Music Radio Portal. From Skid Row Studio in downtown Los Angeles, California. At skidrow.la.
I heard there is no Christmas in the silly Middle East. No trees, no snow, no Santa Claus. They have different religious beliefs. They believe in Muhammad and not in our holiday. And so every December I go to the Middle East and back. Hey there, Mr. Muslim, Merry fucking Christmas. Put down that book, the Koran, and here's some holiday wishes. In case you haven't noticed, it's Jesus' birthday. So get off your heathen Muslim ass and fucking celebrate. There is no holiday season in India, I've heard. They don't hang up their stockings, and that is just absurd. They never read a Christmas story, they don't know what Rudolph is about. And that is why in December I'll go to India and shout. Hey there, Mr. Hinduist, Merry fucking Christmas. Drink eggnog and eat some beef and pass it to the masses. In case you haven't noticed, it's Jesus' birthday. So get off your heathen Hindu ass and fucking celebrate. Now I heard that in Japan, everyone just lives in sin. They pray to several gods and put needles in their skin. On December 25th, all they do is eat a cake. And that is why I go to Japan and walk around and die. Hey there, Mr. Shintoist, Merry fucking Christmas. God is gonna kick your ass, you infidelic pagan scum. In case you haven't noticed, there's festive things to do. So let's all rejoice for Jesus. Merry fucking Christmas to you. On Christmas Day, I travel around the world and say, I wish Christmas bonus and all you atheists too. Merry fucking Christmas to you. Thank you, Mr. Head.
From Sassafras.
Yes.
And you're listening to the More Music Radio Pod on skidrow.la.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane.
All right, welcome back to the More Music Radio Pod Christmas special. All right. It's a very merry More Music Radio Pod today. Or tonight. We're sitting here with Adam Papagen.
Hello.
A lot quieter now.
I know. It's so peaceful.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, oh, I hear Dave. Babbling. It must be Dave.
Yeah. All right. Go ahead and out. Live on the air. Later on, guys.
All right. Well, you have a good night. I thought it was, I thought we were... I was ready to start skating around the room because we had Kings fans from the... From the game, and they were like pounding on the glass outside the outside the booth. It was pretty exciting.
Okay. Somebody's saying, I think David is singing out there. David's entertainment. Here, hold on a second. Here, take this.
Yeah, well, I know it sounds like there's nothing going on here, but we're kind of in the middle of a Skid Row Christmas party.
Yeah, right now we're having a Christmas party at Skid Row Studios. It's we're having such a good time tonight. James Qual is here telling us these fucking awesome stories. David Liebehart is out there. He was out there singing. Okay, no, he came back. All right. David, You were singing some songs out there, man. You're holding court. Oh, my God. What happened? Oh, God. There's beer that went all over his. Oh, my God. Oh, well, we had you. We had Demi Lee. Oh, no.
His pants are drunk.
Jeremy, what happened? You spilled the beer.
You pour beer on David, he melts like a fucking gremlin.
Yeah, I thought he...
You're going to get him in trouble with the Church of Christian Science.
His pants drunk.
Oh, my God.
I thought I was watching Wicked right there.
Well, they actually had beer at Fezziwig's party in the Christmas Carol.
Yeah.
Right. Yes.
I don't know. Now we can kind of talk now.
So
because
it's kind of seasonal. So,
hey, James.
David's
we...
got an entire piece of pizza here kind of.
He's saving it.
His house burned down.
His apartment burned down.
Come
on.
Okay, right.
It wasn't even the whole apartment.
He was just like grabbing like slice after slice. And
he's
Adam's
hungry,
telling
dude.
Him, Adam's telling him, David, you should have already sliced. He's like, oh, no, my house burned down. I need to collect pizzas.
The pizza oven was the first thing that went up.
Okay. Yeah.
So when I saw David tonight, I said, "Hey, David, how you doing?" He's like, "My apartment burnt down." He didn't say anything else. He's like,
"How the fuck you think I'm doing, motherfucker?"
No, a lot of times I'll call David and I'll be like, "Hey, David, how are you?" He's like, "Well, I'm bad."
Hey, like, what if all of a sudden, like, David
it's
just, like...
It's such a contradiction.
Like, snapped. He's back.
It's such a jolly
oh,
tone.
Oh, no.
China vagina.
Okay, so there's...
beer all over my pants.
Oh,
my pants.
No.
Now the Christian Science Church found out about that. My grandmother Schroeder would say I'm going to get in a heap of trouble.
Oh, my goodness.
You shouldn't have spilled beer on my pants.
You shouldn't have spilled beer on David.
Now you got my
pants.
Pizza drunk and you got my pants stinking.
Now the pizza has beer on it. David Lieberhaar going to get drunk.
So, yeah, we're in the middle of our Christmas
I don't
party.
Drink
Science Church is going to trip out on him and kick him out.
Yeah, we got presents.
All right, we got some presents here on the More Music
I don't
Radio.
I wish somebody would bring David a beautiful single woman today.
Yeah, that would be a great Christmas gift. Yeah. When are we going to do the Christmas carols?
I don't know. Do you guys want to play? You know what? Let's play. You guys want to play some songs?
We want to do some songs, and then I want you to play the song that the Christmas carol that my music teacher Bill Provost taught me.
Okay, cool. We will play that.
No, I have to. I have that, but I can sing it.
Okay. Well, you know what? Adam is grabbing the guitar.
Can I sing the Merry Christmas song by Bill Provost?
We're going to listen to a couple of songs from half of the David Lieberhaar band. Because you guys got a band now, right?
Yeah, but these songs, the Christmas songs, I brought her songs out that I did all by myself.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we'll play those. But I want to get some live jams going on
okay.
right now.
Well, he only knows two Christmas carols, but I can sing one a cappella that I know.
Okay.
This song I'm going to sing a cappella was taught to me
You're
by...
You're going to sing an a cappella song right now?
I'm going to do one a cappella, then
because
two.
Because Adam just got the guitar.
Well, I'm going to do one with... I'm going to do two with Adam and one by myself.
You want to do one with Adam right now?
What if you do an a cappella?
Who wants to hear a song with Adam guitar. And David Lieberhaar at the same time?
I can do after I do two songs with Adam, then I want to do a song up by myself. Okay, is that fair?
Okay, yeah, that's fair.
Okay, this is Merry Christmas to one and all, and Happy New Year. And this song is called Jingle Bell Rock. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bell sway and jingle bell fun. Dancing and prancing and jingle bell square. And the frosty air. What a bright time, it's the right time to rock the time away. Jingle bell time, it's well time to get one horse up and sleigh. Jingle buck, pick up your feet, jingle around the clock, mix in a mingle and a jingle rink, that's the jingle bell rock, jingle bell, jingle bell rock, jingle bell square and jingle bell fun, Dad is busy with his Christmas load, with the jingle bell show. One horse, soap, and sleigh. Giddy up, jingle back, pick up your feet. Jingle around the clock. Mix in a mingle and a jingle beat. That's the jingle bell. That's the jingle bell. That's the jingle bell.
Christmas, everybody.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Okay. He knows one other song with me. Then I want to do one a cappella. I know by myself.
Okay. All right. Another song by David Lieberhart, the David Lieberhart Band.
Okay.
What were you talking about?
The other one that we know together.
Rock Around the Christmas Tree?
Rock Around Christmas.
All right.
Rock Around the Christmas Tree. Rockin' around the Christmas tree, have a happy holiday. Yeah. Everyone's dancing happy now in the good old-fashioned way. Yeah. Rockin' around the Christmas tree, have a happy holiday. Maybe we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do caroling. You can get a sentimental feeling when you hear voices singing, let's be jolly, deck halls of folly. Rocking around the Christmas tree, have a happy holiday. Everyone's dancing with caroling and the good old fashioned way. We can get a sentimental feeling when you hear voices singing, let's be jolly, deck the halls of old folly. Rocking around the Christmas tree, have a happy holiday. Everyone's been dancing and the good old fashioned way. Now the next song is dedicated to my music teacher.
Wait, yeah. I need to applause.
Thank you.
Jesus, man.
Okay. Okay, go. Now, the next Christmas carol is a Christmas carol that I was taught from my music teacher, and he wrote the words and music to it, named Bill Provost. He's from the spinoff from Christian Science Unity. His name is Bill Provost, and he wrote this beautiful Christmas carol that he taught me that he wrote called Merry Christmas.
And he wrote it.
He wrote it, Bill Provost, and it's a Unity Christmas carol, and here you go.
He wrote a hit song.
Merry Christmas, have a season's greetings. It's the time to celebrate the extraordinary day. Celebrate the holiday with giving. Jesus is the reason of the season. Merry Christmas, have a happy holiday. It's the time to let nothing get you down. Celebrate the holiday with living and lots of sharing and giving. Merry Christmas. Have a season's greetings. It's the time to celebrate the holiday. May your ever wish come true at Christmas. I have lots of giving. Jesus, the reason of the season. Merry Christmas. Season's greetings. Merry Christmas. Even though Bill Provost died, his music talent still alive.
What is on?
Is this part of the song?
I like the ending.
Oh, okay, that's okay.
The ending is my favorite.
All right, Christmas. Even though Bill Provost is dead.
Awesome.
He was a great music teacher.
James Quall is now on his fifth slice of pizza.
Yeah.
My pizza's too drunk to drink. I can't drink since I'm a Christian Scientist.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I got my pizza drunk with alcohol. So I can't drink.
Luckily, your pants are atheist.
Who is an alcoholic that can have the pizza?
You know what? That's not even going to do anything to you. Don't you know that there's foods that they put wine in and stuff and they put beer
like
batter?
Italian food.
That's in that
song. Italian food has wine in it.
Well, they won't let me drink it because I'm the Christian Scientist.
You're not drinking it. You're eating it.
El Conicelli. They wouldn't let me have any cappuccino if I drink beer. He says, that's a nice. He's in the Christian Science Journal. He won't let me do it.
Okay.
No.
Well, cool. You know what? We really enjoyed those songs. Let's take another break and play another couple songs, and we'll be back with David Lieberhart and James Quall on the More Music Drunk Christmas Special.
As
all
my
right.
Grandmother and Schroeder would say, Dankeschön.
I'll drink to that.
This is Jim Schwade.
This is Swervy.
You're listening to the More Music Radio Program.
on skinbro.la.
Mr. Tease, and you listen to More Music Radio Pod at skidrow.la.
Pod Merry Christmas special. All right. And happy Chaka Khan for all the Jewishes.
Merry Christmas with dogs barking or meowing.
That's
meowing.
That's right. You know the lyrics? Yeah. All right.
I to the dogs at Adam Papagan's apartment.
Oh, you do?
My cousin Phyllis McKinnon had a beautiful cat named Princey Pal and Candy.
Candy the cat.
Candy the cat and Princey Pal.
Candy the cat could open up a door and turn on a television set.
Yeah, wow. She had a magical cat. Phyllis McKinnon did at what was that, 138 North Sycamore Avenue in L.A., but she's dead, unfortunately.
Hey, you know,
what'd she die of?
That'll happen.
She had Hodgkin's disease. She's a sweet old lady.
She died a virgin.
She died a virgin. She didn't believe in sex out of marriage. She felt it was a terrible sin.
Phyllis McKinnon was a true Christian.
She was a true Christian.
Wait, did she die before or after 1994?
She died in 1994. She was a very... She should have been a nun instead of a Christian
scientist.
And
she never nutted?
No, she said it was bad, it was a sin. She should have been a nun instead of a Christian scientist. Mm.
Do you think she flicked the bean, you know what I mean?
Nah, she didn't.
With her two fingers?
Nah. Nah.
I bet you she did.
Nah, she didn't. She all was right. Pure. Mm-hmm. She should have been a nun. Well, she was a sweet lady. She should have been a nun instead of a Christian Catholic mm-hmm. nun instead of Christian Scientist.
Nuns are pretty hot.
Mm-hmm. I know, but they don't believe in sex out of marriage.
No, it was a hot nun, the flying nun.
Oh, I had a crush on Sally Field. Wow. I had you the like hots her. For really Mary like Tyler Moore growing up.
Did you?
I had the hots for, oh my goodness, I had the, I love women. I like the girls, like the song goes. I had a crush on Barbara Eaton from I Dream a Genie. And you know hey, who you else know who I liked most of all was Marlo Thomas.
That girl.
You know, that genie stuff is kind of paganism, you know.
She was a beautiful white rose. I
she
loved
showed her belly button eventually, didn't she?
I don't know that go along.
Are there any African American princesses that you're into?
I like Pam Grier.
Yeah,
dude, Pam Grier's a babe.
Coffee,
hell
yeah.
Very good taste.
But you know,
even at this age,
I
think.
For sure.
I like Raquel Welch, but I wouldn't like.
She's not black.
She's Lebanese.
I would say most any chick in Smooth magazine, because.
Well, you know, there's a girl that likes
right.
me. There's a woman that likes
yeah,
me.
Yeah, no, that's a
that's
lot.
That's on the board of AFTRA and SAG.
Really?
And she sits by me at the union meetings. And she's part Irish like me.
And you I should dip it in.
Well, I think she could be related to Rothschilds, but her name is Morgan Fairchild.
Oh,
she's on the board.
I saw Morgan Fairchild at the Kamikaze convention.
Well, she is on the board of AFTRA, and she used to be on the board of SAG.
Okay.
Yeah.
James, and you know what?
James, what?
I can tell she's on the board
James.
Of SAG too, if you know
James
what I mean.
That's not nice.
I'm just
that
kidding.
That'll give you nothing for Christmas.
I'm just kidding.
Naughty boy.
James, these are just jokes.
She's a cheese term.
All right, I have something to say. Yes, I want to say the information.
I know. The pizza was
here.
Delicious.
Okay, what's the information, James?
The information that's being omitted is. Morgan Fairchild's original name is Patsy McClenny. And
I like that better, actually.
And Raquel Welch's original name is
Morgan
Raquel
Fairchild.
Tejada.
I like that better, too.
Hata.
She used to play shortstop for the A's, is that right?
No, Raquel Tejada, her ancestral home is Bolivia.
Raquel. She's a beautiful white rose. I wouldn't mind growing in my garden.
I think she was on the roids, even.
Raquel Tejada, her ancestral home is Bolivia. Now, in the case of Morgan Fairchild, whose actual
she's
name...
from Texas. She's a Southern belle. She told
yes,
me
yes, and
from Texas. She's a Southern belle.
Morgan Fairchild, original name is Patsy McClenny, which just could be an Irish name.
But other, I told you she's a part Irish like me.
There we are.
The Shockleys and the McGee's married in my family.
Well,
and I also have German, Schroeder, Drugger.
Yeah, her original name is Patsy McClenny.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a girl next door name if you're...
Yeah.
Patsy McClenny.
She's a beautiful white rose, and I was honored to have her sit by me at the AFTRA and SAG.
She got a nice ass?
I can't do that. You don't want to get me.
You know you're looking, David.
I am looking. She's looking. But she was just an honor to sit by.
Yeah, but
I was dreaming about dating her instead of listening to the SAG and AFTRA meetings.
Well,
she's
distracting you.
On Saturday Night Live, John Lovitz always kept claiming to have been married to her.
Well, he's a liar.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, the lying guy.
John,
that's the
John
ticket,
Lovitz,
right?
Yeah.
John
he
Lovitz
never went to
Saturday
the AFTRA and SAG meetings or he'd have met her in person.
John Lovitz on Saturday Night Live. Yeah.
Well, he doesn't know what he's missing because Saturday Night Live is in New York. I'm glad he's not there. And she's on the board and Los Angeles. Praise God. But you know who else I have a crush on? You know who I have a crush on? You know who I have a crush on?
Who is it, David? John C. Reilly.
I have a crush on Tina Fey.
Amen.
I wrote a song about her.
That's right.
Tina Fey, Tina Fey, I want you to be my buffet. Tina Fey, Tina Fey, I want to fall in love with you every day. When I see how beautiful you are on 30 Rock, you really get me so hot. When I see you on 30 Rock, I want to fall in love with you. All that hot, oh, Tina Fey, right. Tina Fey, I want to make love with you in the hay. Tina Fey, Tina Fey, I want to fall with you all every day. You are such a beautiful white rose. I would even propose if you were single for me. I would make love with you anyway, cause Tina Fey,
Tina Fey. I'm in love with you every day. Tina Fey. Tina Fey. You're beautiful and attractive anyway. Tina Fey. Tina Fey. Won't you fall in love with me today? Tina Fey. Tina Fey.
I want to shoot a load all over your face.
All right.
Who's that song about?
Tina Fey. I love her. She's beautiful.
I want to lick your pussy and make you squirt.
No, I can't do that.
Oh, Tina Fey.
You won't get nothing for Christmas.
I want to put my dick inside your mouth.
No! You'll get nothing for Christmas.
Tina Fey.
I don't mind the scar on your face.
Tina Fey. Tina Fey. I want to fuck you in an asshole.
Isn't Tina Fey still married to some guy?
That's not nice.
That's not nice.
Isn't Tina Fey still married to some guy?
Don't say that. That's not nice. That's not nice.
Tina Fey
Christmas. Tina Fey has
Christmas. Let's behave ourselves. It's Christmas.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm not saying anything disgusting anymore.
Isn't she still married to some guy, Tina Fey?
I remember Zach. I don't want to get in trouble by the old hacks.
I think Tina Fey has children.
She shit out a couple kids.
She might be still married.
I don't like her anymore.
She might still be married to that guy who's the father of children.
Oh, we were just cheese a cheesing.
All right.
We were just cheese a cheesing.
Okay.
Cheese a cheesing.
Just like.
That's one of my makeups.
That's a David Lieberhardism.
Why don't you play one of my Christmas carols?
All right.
Let's see. There's a song right here. I'll borrow the music to Bless Christmas Morn.
It's called Behold the Star, and this is one of the songs you're talking about, right? Is this it? Is it playing right now?
Behold the star.
Right.
The wondrous star. That leads to Christ and you. The wise men followed from afar.
It is pretty. What's that noise in there?
It's the jingle bell.
Fire. Are these the bells that say that the house is on fire? These were the bells that should have been ringing when your apartment was on fire.
Where did this music come from?
I did some of the background music myself.
But like, what instrument is this?
It's a piano on my old keyboards, and then Sonia Roots playing the bells.
Oh, so you're still in contact with her?
Even though she was an old album, she was a bitch to you,
and she went off with Marth Rosberger or whatever the
Mark
fuck. Mark
Rosbach,
name
was. But now he's
fuck
gay.
That guy,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, right.
I see that guy in the streets. He better fucking cross because I'm gonna fucking get my hands on him, and I'll get him for you, man. Don't worry.
No,
Mark Rothboss, Brothboss,
whatever. Just Rothbach.
I'm just drunk.
The devil's in church.
Just say at the song. Let's listen to the song.
Okay, let's listen to this song. It sounds really good.
And evermore, Christ and you, I dream.
Can we do Bless Christmas Morn? And not talk to
Tina Fey. Tina Fey.
I want to make love with you in the hay.
Tina Fey, I want to lick your pussy lips.
No, that's nasty.
Oh, I'm sorry.
This is Bless Christmas Morn. I want you to do 21 after that.
This is really good audio quality.
Original music. Great. Turn it up.
Bless Christmas Morn. Bless Christmas morn, though murky clouds pursue thy way. Thy light was born with storm and cloud, nor dawn nor day. Thy light was born with storm and cloud.
All right, this one sounds cool. I like it.
Just like Christmas spirit,
all the way through, it's 3 minutes long.
Just play in the background. Yeah.
Tell us about your process of recording these songs.
Well, turn this up so we can hear it.
Okay, it's
now, this, the lyrics to the song are by the discoverer and founder of Christian Science, Mary Big Reddy. She was the mother of Big Reddy. And she taught Ernest Holmes, who made Religious Science. She taught Charles and Myrtle Fillmore, who made Unity. She was a very and Mrs. Hopkins, who made the Divine Science Church. She's a very talented woman. She wrote beautiful poems. I put a lot of her poems to my own music.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but play it all the way through.
We are.
My original music. Come on.
So on a scale of 1 to like,
very nice.
All right.
Okay,
what would you give this, James?
I want you to do the other song, Christmas Praise. It's really
Christmas
beautiful.
Praise. Okay.
I want to know, James, go. Do you have a denomination, or are you just? Are you,
oh, you know? All I wanted to say is I've been enjoying all this
soda.
Sprite. I've been enjoying all this Sprite here. Yeah. So all I have to say about this is,
I'm dreaming of a Sprite Christmas.
We use Sprite as code name for moonshine, by the way.
Are you running through wind chimes when you're recording this?
No, it's jingle bells, man.
Oh, come on. Sorry, man. Shit.
No, man, I don't even know. I think you got dog ears, because I don't even know what the hell you're talking about.
Is that my tinnitus, or is it the song?
I want this is like in my Christmas.
Interesting fact about these recordings. The four track that they were recorded on is broken, so the tape is a little bit fast. So this is actually is between two keys.
He's jealous jelly of my recording. Let's play it through and let me hear the song.
Okay, speak into the mic.
He's jealous jelly of my.
I am jealous jelly of this great song.
Turn it up.
Do you think Adam jealous jelly thing. Overall because you're such a star?
Yeah,
I think I'm just a critical
Adam,
pickle.
Adam is good. Adam, he stole that line from me. He tries to copy me on everything. A carbon copy of me.
You guys both are bald, too.
And the Del Talk Show is a spinoff of the Junior Christmas.
Yes, it is, and he doesn't want to be honest. Just like his dad is a spinoff of him.
Yeah, that happens.
He's a spinoff of his dad.
He's a spinoff of his dad.
I refuse to admit that.
Wow, you choked me up right
there. Are you his spiritual father?
David is like the son I never had.
Yeah, no, Adam's like the son I have. Okay. Play. You want to?
He's like the father who went out for cigarettes.
All right, let's try this wondrous story song. All right, here we go.
Come on, don't be disruptive. Let's hear the song. Play it through without saying anything.
And it sounds like Peggy Love. Sorry. Wow. I just dropped my keys.
I think I hear Freddy Krueger dragging his nails across the pipes as he's walking to kill you right now.
Don't be a mean Gene. Listen to the song.
Oh, sorry. I'm going to be a sorry Sam right now and just let it play.
Don't be a jealous Gene.
We got Adam Papagen playing backups.
I love it.
Thank you, Blake.
This is great.
Why'd you cut it off? Really good. You hear it through. You don't hear my Okay, Adam, we won't be recording.
I'll do the guitar playing.
Uh-oh. Joy Christ, the King was born. I think I know these. I'm like sensing the lyrics.
Yeah. Baby.
Oh, wait. This is all good. This is really good.
It is. Excellent.
I did that album with my ex-girlfriend, Sonya Rood.
Oh, so it's okay.
Very close. Yeah. I want her to do.
You know what? I don't think she's good enough for you, man. To tell you the truth, I don't think she's Sonya Rood has it. You know what I mean?
She was such a beautiful white rose. You'd have beauty. Do you want to play it? You cut the song off?
No, that was all.
You should get a black rose because I think they have better musical sensibilities.
There we go. They like bubble boys. You want to play?
You know what? Let me go through all the songs that we played right now. Here is "Bless Christmas More" Part One. Okay.
You want the other "Bless Christmas More"?
Okay. And here is a Christmas praise. Okay, and here is Wondrous Story. And here is Behold the Star. It has like a theme of those chimes.
I
want to hear like more of your voice,
you wouldn't hear it. You were doing all the nap tacking, so you couldn't hear the song.
It's
through.
Just because it's
no, you were doing all the nap tacking. Adam was doing Mr. Criticism, and nobody could hear the song.
David said I really like it a lot. It's beautiful.
I think it's beautiful.
I
think it's very nice.
I was thinking it's beautiful too.
They didn't do the Christmas Carol I wanted. I wanted 21.
Is that your phone?
Yes.
Put your phone. Don't shut it off. Put your phone up to the mic so we can hear the song.
I
want to hear your ringtone.
A little bit closer. Where
this is my ringtone. That's my ringtone.
Let me hear it.
It's my ringtone.
Get up to the mic.
I love. It's my ringtone.
Oh, okay.
Who was that calling you?
My first, my last, my everything.
Yeah, my Barry White.
Oh, wow.
An interesting side note. If you call David Liebehart, that song plays instead of ringing.
Okay. Yeah.
So, yeah.
I like that.
You didn't know I had a cell phone? It's like kind of like it just kind of like butts it out right now, or I don't know.
What kind of phone is that?
My phone got stolen downtown. You said you were going to put music on it. My phone got stolen, so AT&T replaced my phone.
Oh, smartphone.
Cool.
AT&T.
Pretty nice phone.
Fuck those guys. I hate them, but if they're helping David Lee Behar, I'm going to applaud for them for that.
All right. I'm dreaming of a Sprite, very white.
Why'd you go back to live in Wisconsin with it? So you can have a white Christmas.
Hey, do you think we can get James Quall and David Lee Behar to sing a Christmas song on the More Music Radio podcast?
Duet. You want to do chestnuts? Let's do chestnuts.
Oh, hot. Well, seeing as how this is copyright infringement night, how about if we sing the Jay Livingston Ray Evans song, Silver Bells?
Okay. You guys ready?
Okay.
City sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. When the air is,
there's a feeling of Christmas.
People passing,
children laughing,
meeting smile after smile.
And on every street corner, you hear silver bells, silver bells. It's Christmas time in the city.
Ring-a-ling,
hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day. Blink of bright red and green as the shoppers rush home with their treasures, see the kids bunch, hear the snow crunch. This is Santa's big scene, and above all the bustle, you'll hear silver bells.
Guys got a special Christmas message to everybody that's listening?
Well, the Christmas message, I pray for people. I want to do a Mormon Christmas carol.
Holy shit.
Okay, I want to do a Mormon Christmas carol. Oh, yeah. I used to do organ and solo singing and choir directing at the Mormon church. And my favorite Mormon song is called Peace on Earth, Goodwill to Men. And I like to sing it. Far, far away on Deity Plain, born the precious babe of Bethlehem. Glory to God. Jesus is born, glory to God in the highest. Peace on earth, goodwill to men. Peace on earth will come again. Sweet are the angels to sing the song. May all races of people learn to get along. Glory to God, Jesus is born. Glory to God in the highest. Peace on earth, goodwill to men. Peace on earth will come again. May all wars someday cease. Everyone learn the love and peace. Glory to God, Jesus is born. Glory to God in the highest. Peace on earth, goodwill to men. Peace on earth will come again. Peace on earth will come and when.
All right.
It's old Mormon song.
Yeah, all right.
All right. Yeah. Santa Maria, Los Manichas.
So what do you got to say for Christmas this holiday season, James?
Well,
what do you
I want to take...
That's James' turn now. Yeah.
Ah, all right. I'm going to take James Qual to the last
one.
Take turns. Everybody, round of applause for James Qual coming out tonight. All right. I really love the James Qual impressions that he does. My favorite, I think, is Alfred Hitchcock.
I do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that one.
Could you do James Qual, you owe me a lot of because I'm the one who helped you get on the
James. James, could you do a season's greeting in the voice of Vincent Price? Because that was my favorite.
That's my favorite.
Yeah.
Okay, this is Vincent Price giving you a season's holiday greeting.
A Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, everybody.
Can you do my other guy?
Oh, okay.
That I like?
Very good. Sharp but sweet.
You're the guy that's on my three sons that I like so much.
Yeah,
all right.
Brenner.
You mean William Demarest.
Oh, William Demarest. I love the way you do William Demarest. Do him saying Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Okay. All right. A Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Oh, all right.
That was the best William Demarest impression.
I like that.
Who's William Demarest?
How about Bill Cosby saying Merry Christmas and a special message?
Okay, I haven't watched enough.
How about a Bill Cosby?
A Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
All right.
May or may not be right.
I like that one. All right, cool. Yeah. Hey,
wait. You got to ask people if they'll send donations since I had a fire in my apartment.
All right, that's right. If you guys want to send donations to David Lieberhart, why don't you shoot a message over to David Lieberhart's Facebook? Facebook.com/David_Lieba?
That's the Twitter, is David_Lieba.
What they could do is they could send me a check to David Lieberhart at 3918 West Beverly Boulevard, apartment 407, Los Angeles, California. Apartment 407. And in exchange, I'll send them an autographed picture, and I'll even send them a cartoon of themselves.
What if they only send you like $2?
Well,
man,
for $2, I'll still send them an autographed picture.
Really? Oh, okay. Autograph. Yeah. Cool. That's worth it.
Thank you, everybody. I want to wish everybody Merry Christmas. Be safe on New Year's Day with all that gun shooting, and don't party too hard. I'm the only one that's sober in this room since I'm a Christian Scientist.
Well, James didn't drink either.
Yeah, we're goodies, but oldies.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Yeah, you guys are cool, and I really enjoy having you guys here on the More Music Radio
Podcast. We want to do your show again.
You don't understand how special it is to have you both here at the same time. And just like ringing in the holiday spirit with us.
Well, James Qual is like the Art Carney that Jackie Gleason never had. We make a good combination.
Meanwhile, I'm so fucking jealous of Adam because he gets to hang out with these guys constantly, or at least David, right?
I am constantly, yes.
Yeah. Man, that is
Rat Pack together. He's Dean Martin, and I am Sammy Davis Jr.
That's right.
Okay. I can't be Frank Sinatra.
Cool.
No, you can since you're part Italian, like.
Dean Martin was of Italian too.
Oh, yeah. Okay, all right.
His original name was Dino Crocetti.
Oh, okay, good. You have all of the information about all the stars.
James knows everything about business past.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You did a really good job tonight, James.
Yes, James.
I really want to thank you for coming out to the More Music Radio Pod. I'm sorry Susan couldn't be here.
I love Susan.
I know. You love her.
Like a beautiful Twinkie. You're so lucky to have a beautiful wife like her, James Qual. You give her a big kiss for me. Don't forget to do it.
On the vagina.
That's not nice.
I'm just getting a little...
Merry Christmas if you talk like that.
I'm being naughty. That's right. I'm on Santa's naughty list. List right now.
Yes.
He's gonna send me a big clump of his own shit. That's what Santa does, because coal, running out of coal, you know. So now Santa just shits and it dries, and he'll mail it.
There's more of a process, especially
it's a fresh turd.
You'll get nothing for Christmas.
Never mind.
Well, James Qual, David Lieberhart, Adam Papagan. How do I say your fucking name?
Papagan.
It's like a pasta.
Like a pasta.
It's
okay.
A nice
Papagan pasta.
Hey, Adam Papagan.
Pasta,
is that right?
Bacciolo.
Am I saying it right?
Dan,
do you have announcements for this?
This is the time of the show where Dan reads off what's going on this holiday weekend.
Well,
it's Christmas weekend, so there's really not that
much
going on.
Tell them I'm at the Music Center singing as a street musician. Tell them that.
Go to the Music Center. It's like between Hope and Temple, right there. Disney Music Hall. He'll be north of that. Probably like Dorothy Chandler, right? Okay, there you go.
I'm at the Music Center singing Christmas carols there.
Oh, yeah.
And but on Friday, which is like right now, later this evening, you'll catch a very beautiful lady named Jenny Luna. She's also a very beautiful singer. She'll be singing at the Cafe 322 in Sierra Madre.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's Christmas Eve on Saturday, so there really ain't too many people doing stuff.
Wait.
Spend time with your family.
At the Music Center.
I know. Go to the Christian Science Theater. I know.
No. I sing at the Music Center on Christmas Eve when the people are going into the Dorothy Chandler. I'm there every
Hope
year
Temple.
Singing Christmas music.
Dorothy Chandler
Pavilion.
Oh, Dorothy Faulkner.
Yes. Oh, when Gary Marshall was filming his most recent picture, somebody asked him, "What are you doing?" And he said, "New Year's Eve."
No.
Hey, that's a good one. Yeah. I don't know if you can bring that up, but I don't mean to push myself on people, but I wrote a little thing.
You're always pushing yourself on people.
Well, I know.
You're trying to push yourself into people, actually.
Oh, well,
as long as they're beautiful
deep,
women.
Mostly
right
like deep
me.
Inside people, not like. But anyway, I don't know if you can pull that up, Vince. I wrote a little something that'll be pointless in like a couple days.
I don't have that. You didn't set your SoundCloud to download it.
Well, just go. Just pull the Facebook
That's your bed.
Thing up. Pull the Facebook thing up. It'll be there. But
is
anyway,
oh, shit.
On Monday. Well, actually, let's go back to Saturday. It's Christmas Eve.
We're going to outplay this jazz song again.
Well,
you know
that
how much
shit.
I hate that.
Hey, it's Christmas. What are you going to do?
Yeah, it's, come on.
Sometimes
it's
you get too many presents, and you're like, shit, I'm all spent.
Yeah.
But, you know, on Sunday, let's watch football. Let's watch the Lakers. It'll be fine.
You and your sports, Dan.
Hey, well, there's nobody's playing Sunday. It's not my fault. But Monday, we can go check out Manhattan Murder Mystery at the Satellite.
Yes.
They'll be playing with
Last
Flash
right.
And One Trick Pony.
Yeah, go and see them on Monday at the Satellite. It's the last night of their residency.
That'll be the last night of the December residency.
And then they're going to be the following Monday at Pear Space with
they will
Sean
be at
Carnage.
Pear Space. That was last week's guest, Sean Carnage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, single
he's
every
at,
Monday night.
Something
we'll
like 322 Glendale Boulevard.
I know. I just know it's Boulevard. in a strip mall. It's
just put P E H R S P A C E in Google Maps and you'll find it.
That's gonna be like Rowan and Martin's laughing.
Exactly.
Very interesting.
And Tuesday, if you're in the Pasadena area, you can go to the Old Town Pub. Check out the bartender.
Which one?
Aaron, he's going to be,
he's actually a very good musician.
You're right. He's in a band called Rubber Revolver. It's a Beatles cover band, but they're actually, it's a good time, and they put on a good show. And Wednesday will bring you right back here for the Piñata Hour. The Piñata Hour. The Piñata Hour, eh? I think we're going to be back. We're going to be back on Thursday. I'm not exactly sure. I think David Lieberhardt's going to just take over the show on Thursday.
All right, everybody. Oh, I want to thank David Lieberhardt and James Quall for coming down to
yes,
the
my
more
grandmother Schroeder would say, Donka, shut
We out-talked the, what do you call it, the
it's
thing.
Jingle. It's jingle
well, we could jingle
it's
or
we could jingle this out.
All right.
But
James and Vincent Price, like, saying
a little something I wrote for all our listeners.
All right. Well, everybody, I want to thank everybody and wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy
Merry
New
Christmas,
Year.
Everybody.
Oh, yes.
We love you guys. Mm-hmm. David Lieberhardt,
thanks
James Quall, Adam Papagen. I want
to
thank Dave and Dan. I'm so drunk right now. And I want to thank Patrick Jones. I also want to thank Sonia for running the board. Thank you very much, Sonia. Round of applause for Sonia for being here.
She pulled double
night.
Duty. Sketch Monster played tonight.
I want to thank
SketchMonster.com
and Jeremy
and
for making us
something.
Such a nice place to broadcast an awesome Christmas show.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. I really appreciate it. So anyway, this has been the More Music Radio Pod. We're going to be off for the next couple weeks. Keep doing that. That sounds good.
I know, but James needs to take us out.
All right.
Yeah, okay.
All
well,
right. A Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
All right. Merry Christmas, everybody. We'll be back on January 5th. Have a safe holiday. And here's a song that Dan wrote for you guys. We'll check you out on January 5th on the More Music Radio Pod. Merry Christmas.
Merry
Happy
Christmas,
New Year, everybody.
Guys.
Let's see if this shit works. All right.
I think.
Well. you know, I don't know.
You know, maybe it'll happen, maybe it won't.
It's not happening.
That is awesome.
All right. Yeah, all right. Okay. Well, we were going to hear a song, but we're not going to hear a song.
James, can you do Vincent Price again?
Can you do another Vincent Price song while you...
Just like an all good night kind of thing?
Yeah, can you do that, please?
Vincent Price.
Well, good night, ladies and gentlemen.
You're doing really short ones, though.
No, that was perfect.
Was it perfect?
Yeah, it was.
All right. Well, here's a Christmas song for you guys.
What about my